The purpose of this show is to create a space for men and women to come together to process and discuss culture and the world we live in through the lens of Christianity, using literature, expert input, laughter, and love to deepen our relationships and understanding of God, ourselves, and others. So come on and let's illuminate the way with your host, Janiya Taylor. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Illuminating the Way with your host, your girl, Janiya Taylor. And y'all already know what it is. We in season 6 and episode 4. And turns out this is actually the last episode of the season. Isn't that crazy? Maybe not, but to me it kind of is. You already know this season is all about reviving our faith, aka revival faith. And one thing I believe really stands in the way of us acting on our faith, like we talked about in the last episode with my brother Jordan, or even really truly believing in God, is our feelings about things, right? Because some of us can believe in God, but we also have our feelings about how things look, what it's about, how we feel about it, you know, just that whole aspect of it. And for a lot of us, our feelings can really dictate to us what we do, what we believe, what we choose to lean into, what we choose to act on. So in this episode, we're talking all things faith over our feelings. So come on and let's get into the episode and illuminate the way. So first things first, I want to say that having feelings is not a sin. I don't know if you guys know, but hopefully you do. But a lot of times in the scripture, you find where great men and women of God were in serious fear, distress, you know, anxiety, the whole nine, depression, from Jeremiah to Isaiah, or I'm sorry. Well, yeah, actually, yes, Isaiah, Elisha, all the way even to Jesus. And when I say Jesus, I mean, I saw this really great example of, I think her name is Dr. Anita, I forget her last name. I'm going to try and find that and put it in the description of this episode because I really want to give her credit. But Dr. Anita, she had just given this example of, Dr. Anita Phillips. That's who it was. And she was talking about feelings and God and just how God gave us these feelings to feel. And how, of course, we know when Jesus died, he on the cross and was on his way, he can help us now with the feelings that we have because he felt all of them. And one of the ones that she pointed out in this example that I thought was just so powerful was fear when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hopefully I said that right. But when he was in the garden praying, he was praying so intensely that he was literally sweating blood. Like it was getting serious. Okay. And she had pointed out how producing that it can be seen as there is great fear that is going on. In his body to even be having this outward expression of literally sweating blood. Like, and to think, like, when you think about it, it's like, yeah, if I'm on my way to the cross to die for people who have turned their backs on me, and on top of that, I'm also asking my father to take this cup from me. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little fearful. I don't necessarily want to do this. You're absolutely right. So I think it's important that we just remember that every emotion, every feeling that we have felt, that we feel, the Lord has felt, even in his time of walking his way to the cross, meeting these people and being, you know, just like I said, walking his way to the cross. He felt all that even we feel, whether it was fear, anxiety, loneliness, even when he asked the disciples, you know, could you not pray with me just for 1 hour after they fell asleep? You know, like just wanting someone to be there with him, praying with him. And I think even we have that emotion. So emotions are not something that didn't come from God, right? It's not a sin to feel how you feel. It's not a sin to have feelings and to express them, right? However, even in the word, it says not to go to bed angry, right? Not to let the sun go down on your anger. And there are guidelines in some aspects for what emotions we may feel. Like, we know the spirit of fear comes from the enemy. It's not from God. Okay? Because the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Okay? So while we may have that initial fear, we pray and we come out of that and we're able to walk in the power, the love, and the sound mind that God has given unto us. Okay? I know you know that. So I just want to just get that out there. Feelings are not a sin. The Lord gave us feelings and it's okay to have them. Now, what we do with them is where we're going from here, okay? Our feelings, our emotions, and things of that nature should not stop us from doing the things that the Lord has told us to do. When we, Proverbs 3 and 5, let me just start there. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. When it says to lean not on your own understanding, that also means how you feel about things. How you feel about things doesn't always necessarily mean it's the truth. And it also doesn't always mean that that's how you're always, you know, gonna feel about the situation. Some of us could be happy 1 hour, the next hour, seriously annoyed, the next hour, almost about to rip someone's head off or feeling like you could, and then the next hour, you're back to happy. Now, if that may have described you, we might need to maybe see someone about that. However, our feelings are up and down, very finicky, very... some days I'm good, some days I'm bad, some days it just depends. You know what I mean? Our feelings are not stable. However, Christ is. What the Lord says is, his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. And when Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding, that also equals lean not on how you feel about things, because it's not always about your feelings, right? Because sometimes the things that we know we need to do and we're supposed to do, we won't always want to do, right? If the Lord tells you to go back and apologize and you don't feel like you're wrong, of course you're not going to want to go back and apologize. That's anybody. But that doesn't equal that those feelings are right. That doesn't mean that it makes you in the right and the other in the wrong, especially if the Lord is saying, this is what it is, this is what it isn't. Okay? In this scripture, it also is saying that we're to walk by faith and not by sight. The word says that. So we should not allow our emotions to control how what we do and just overall control our lives, or even how we allow the Lord to operate in our lives. We should not let our emotions have so much control over the things that are of God. I hope that makes sense for y'all. Like, God's word should trump how you feel about things. What God says should matter more than how I feel about something. Because sometimes, even for me, I'll say this, I am definitely, I feel a lot of feelings, okay? I have feelings and I like to express them. However, the Lord has definitely said, you know, Janiyah, it is okay for you to feel how you feel, but it's not okay for you to act like that. And I think that is like was a sobering moment for me, because I was letting how I felt dictate how I acted when I really needed to. Okay, I feel how I feel, but I still need to act like I'm a child of God. Okay, I still need to have the character of Christ. I still need to walk in that and do so how I know to do so. And I know I'm saying that like maybe, oh, that's the easiest thing. It's definitely not, right? Because in some instances you are, you know, well within your right to feel this way. However, you're not well within your right to just act a fool and do whatever you would like to do. So it's important to remember that while no, your feelings aren't a sin, the Lord has given us ways and instructions on how to go about handling our feelings. And even for some of us, there may come a time where the Lord strictly has to deal with us and how we handle our feelings, how we go about expressing our feelings. And all of that is just part of growing. It's a part of turning every part of our lives back over to Christ. It's a part of letting Him lead the way. And that even includes how we handle our emotions, how we express them, and also how we let them impact and affect us. So all of this to say, your feelings are not bad, right? But it's how we handle our feelings, how we express our feelings, and what we allow, or what feelings we allow to lead us in the ongoings and the things of our lives. Are we letting our feelings of fear, anger, sadness, and all of these things dictate what we do and what we don't do for Christ? Or are we submitting all of these feelings unto Christ? Are we rebuking them and casting them out like we should do the spirit of fear? What are you doing with your feelings? Okay, and I hear what you're saying, but like, be for real. So most times we hear something that may resonate with us, but we're still unsure of what practical steps to take to put it into action. And that's what this segment is for. So let's be for real. In short, the question you want to ask yourself is, what are you led by? To really dive into feelings versus faith, the simple question is, what are you led by? Does the spirit of fear come upon you and you entertain that spirit? You kind of question yourself, question God, question if the Lord told you these things, and just overall put yourself in this space of being fearful about the things the Lord told you to do? Or do you immediately turn that thing around and you rebuke the devil? Because that's exactly where that spirit came from. Scripture tells us that, that it didn't come from, that the spirit of fear does not come from Christ. So it's only one other place or one other person it could come from, and that's the devil. Do you rebuke it, send it back to hell from which it came, remind yourself of who, of the God that you serve and who you are in Christ, and push forward? What do you do? I was at first trying to think of something very profound to say, but very simply put, what are you led by? Are you led by your feelings and everything you feel, even though you know your feelings change minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day? Or are you led by faith? Are you led by God? What are you led by? So I want you to think about that. And when you think about that, if you realize you're being led by faith, you better keep being led by faith, sweetie. And I'm not playing, okay? Stay in that vein. Read your Bible to make sure that you stay in that vein. Pray some more and make sure that you stay in that vein, okay? But if you ask yourself that question and you realize, man, I'm really being led by my feelings. Like, if I just don't feel like reading the Bible, I just won't do it. If I don't feel like, oh, everything's going to work out in my favor as scripture says, then I just have a pity party and that's just it for me. If I feel like this, I feel like that, I feel like this, your feelings are dictating everything to you, what you believe and what you don't believe, even though we know that the word of God is the written and infallible truth, but we still let our feelings dictate to us what it is and what it ain't, then we might need to ask the Lord for some help. And that's okay. I needed to ask the Lord for some help. Sometimes even now, I be having to ask the Lord for some help, just to be real with y'all. So it doesn't matter where you are. It's going to be work to stay in the vein of following faith, believing faith, being led by faith, being led by God. And it's going to take work to get out of your feelings and stop being led by them. But the point is realizing what you're being led by and either keeping your eyes on Christ or turning 180 directly to Christ, repenting and saying, Lord, I'm sorry for letting my feelings lead me. And I need you to help me. Help me be led by you. Help me look to you and not to my feelings. So go ahead, ask yourself, what are you being led by? Now, let me tell you something. So this is the part where I just give you a little bit of encouragement. I want to say that being led by your feelings is, in the world, a normal thing. Okay, like that's kind of the way of the world. If you feel this way, you let the person know you feel this way. If you don't like this, you let the people know. If you do like this, you let the people know. If you this, if you that, if you this, if you that. The world is led by our feelings, by our emotions. I don't feel like I'm this, so I'm that. I don't feel like there's that this is true, so now I'm making a new reality. I don't feel like you're accepting me, so now I am going this other way. There's so many different ways that each and every one of us have felt, feel, and continue to act on. We use our feelings to act on in the world. Okay? And because a lot of us have lived in the world, we haven't always been saved. We have been saved, but we backslid and then came back to God and then backslid again, came back to God, then backslid again. You know what I'm trying to say. Our culture, the way of the world is to act off feelings. So I don't want you to think that you're crazy for being every now and then or all the time led by your feelings. It's a part of the world that we live in. However, being made new in Christ means that we live in a different world. We live in the kingdom of God. We do for the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, there are a different set of rules, quite different from the world, might I add. And part of that is putting your feelings down for what the Lord is telling you to do, what he's telling you to say, right? Like if the Lord sends you out and says to prophesy or to encourage that woman or ask her if she wants to be saved, pray for her. All of us is probably going to be like, well, Lord, I'm a little nervous. Like, are you sure you told me to do that? Because I don't think so. And some of us might outright ignore the Lord and be like, you did not tell me to do that. I do not want to do that. So I'm not doing that. And a lot of us have probably had those learning moments. And now we do it freely as the Lord asks us to. But these moments should let you know that the Lord, not that he doesn't care about your feelings, but he wants you to put your feelings down and pick up his purpose. And that's to bring souls to him. Put your feelings down and pick up the kingdom of God. Pick up the rules, the regulations, the mission, the purpose of the kingdom of God. Okay? And of course, I want you to know, and you probably already know, it does take work. It takes time. You spend a considerable amount of years and time in just living in the world. So, of course, there's a process when you get renewed in Christ Jesus and you're walking in his kingdom. There's a process, but that doesn't mean that it'll take forever, right? There are some things that last year that are happening this year that last year, your girl, I might have been feeling some type of way for real, okay? But that's growth, right? That's what the Lord has done. And when you really start to work on it and make the necessary changes, you will see how much work the Lord can, will, and is going to do in your life, in your heart, in what you are led by when you become a willing vessel to Christ. So, if you have been a willing vessel to Christ, continue to be so and watch the work that he does on the inside of you. And if you have yet to decide, do you want to be a willing vessel? I want to encourage you to be that willing vessel, to come to Christ, to accept him back into your life, or to accept whether that's for the first time or the 10th time. To God, it doesn't matter. He just wants you to come home. Back to him, back to your creator. He wants you. So be a willing vessel for Christ. And choose to be led by him and not your feelings. Thank you for tuning in on the last episode of Season 6, Revival Faith. I can't believe this is the last episode of Season 6, but I hope this episode caused you to rethink what it is you're being led by. Are you being led by your feelings or by faith? And if you're one of the ones that said, I'm being led by my feelings, my prayer is that you turn to Christ, repent, and ask him to lead, guide, and help you to be led by him and to renew your faith. As always, I pray this episode bless you. Now, I won't be back for a while, probably not for the next month, because I'm taking a break, but not the break where it's like, oh, I don't know when I'm going to be back kind of break, but rather one that is to revamp what God has given me to do here. But when I come back, you'll see me and the show in a brand new way. So it's not goodbye, but rather I'll see you soon. But until then, be sure to catch up on previous episodes. And remember, this is your girl, your host, Janiah Taylor, signing off.